Hi, I'm Xochitl Dixon. I'm so glad you can join me for today's encouragement from our Daily Bread. I'd like to share a special story about my mom and legacy of kindness. Martha served as a teacher's aide at an elementary school for over 30 years. Every year, she saved money to buy new coats, scarves, and gloves for students in need. After she lost her fight with leukemia, we held a celebration of life service. In lieu of flowers, people donated hundreds of brand new winter coats to the students she loved and served for decades. Many people shared stories about the countless ways Martha encouraged others with kind words and thoughtful deeds. Her fellow teachers honored her memory with an annual coat drive for 3 years after her life ended on this side of eternity. Her legacy of kindness still inspires others to generously serve those in need. In Acts 9, the Apostle Luke shares a story about Dorcas, a woman who was always doing good and helping the poor. After she got sick and died, the grieving community urged Peter to visit. All the widows showed Peter how Dorcas had lived to serve. In a miraculous act of compassion, Peter brought Dorcas back to life. The news of Dorcas's resurrection spread, and many people believed in the Lord. But it was Dorcas's commitment to serving others in practical ways that touched the hearts in her community and revealed the power of loving generosity. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 42. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them, alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Let's pray. Merciful and mighty God, please help us impact our communities by loving others in practical ways each day, so we can leave a legacy of kindness that points others straight to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by our Daily Bread Ministries.